From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Immigration advocacy groups marched in demonstrations across the United States Saturday to protest U.S. President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. AP's Julie Walker reports from New York.
Tens of thousands were out in New York City in 90-degree heat, marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Julie Oringer, whose grandparents were refugees, pushed a stroller with her 4-year-old while walking with her 8-year-old.
There's nothing more important I feel I can teach my children at this moment. We have to stand up and protest the current policies and make this country one that's going to provide asylum, provide safety.
Reverend Julie Hoplamazian, who also has refugee grandparents, says the Trump administration's policies are not the law of love.
There are so many examples where God says, you know, that you must welcome the immigrant and the stranger.
These protesters say they not only want to speed up family reunification, but to end family detention. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump tweeted, meanwhile, when people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering. Our laws are the dumbest anywhere in the world. The president said that he has spoken to Saudi Arabia's King Salman and received assurances that the kingdom would increase production by as many as 2 million barrels of oil. In an early morning tweet, Trump said he made the case that unrest in Iran and Venezuela is disrupting world oil supplies and causing prices to rise. The Saudi press agency carried a statement that said there was an understanding between the two leaders that oil-producing countries would need to make up for any drop in supplies. However, it did not confirm the 2 million barrels figure. This is VOA News.